We are learning Masechtas Brachos, Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph. We learned in the Mishnah 8 different machlokesim between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And the Gemara is really in the middle of dealing with the first machlokes, that Beis Shammai in our Mishnah said that you first Baruch Al Yom, then Al Yayin, which means you say first Bekadosh HaShabbos, and then you say Baruch Pri HaGafen. And Beis Hillel said the opposite. You first say Baruch Pri HaGafen, and then you say Mekadosh HaShabbos. Shkai. So the Gemara has a kasha. V'savri Beis Shammai the Brichas Hayoyim Adifa. We're starting 2 lines from the top of Nun Beis. V'savri Beis Shammai the Brichas Hayoyim Adifa. Does Beis Shammai hold that Brichas Hayoyim is better? Which means it goes first. They say first Mekadosh Shabbos, then Boyer Prayag often. But Tanya went in a Braisa. Hanichlas of Beis Mekadosh Shabbos. Someone goes into his house Mekadosh Shabbos. Mevorach al Hayayin. Val Hamor. Val Besamim. He makes the Boyer Prayag often. And then a bari marish, and then a besamim. V'achachem avdala. Then he says avdala. V'im ein loyal a kois echad. If he even only has 1 kois, and this he wants to use for benching also. M'nich alach amazon. He eats first, and he leaves after eating. M'shal som kula achrav. Does everything afterwards. But what do you see in this price? So what you see in this price is you'll first do mazon, but then you see yayin, ma'ar, besamim, and avdala. So what do you see happens last? The kedusha sayoyim. Even though we said in our Mishnah that Beis Shammai holds that Kedushas Hayoyim is first. Agav, it's a very Shvera Gemara here a little bit, because Mashmah, I can eat Melach HaMalka before I do say Havdalah. Tosfos asked that the Gemara in Pesachim says that there was a certain Amira who slept the whole night without food, fasting, because he didn't have wine for Havdalah. So some say we're talking about that he ate the Suda earlier, he just forgot the bench. He didn't eat after it turned night. But Tosfos has different tarots, a little bit more of a Shvera tarots, but it's a kasha you have to speak out when the Rishonim. Balak Haponim, what you do see over here is that according to Beis Shammai, we're saying, we're never on this price is Beis Shammai, that you do Kedushas Hayoyim last. And our Mishnah, it says Beis Shammai is Kedushas Hayoyim first. So the Gemara of Mamai de Beis Shammai, why are you so convinced this price is Beis Shammai? And yeah, that's why you're asking Astira, who says it's Beis Shammai? Dilma Beis Hillel. Maybe this price that says that you do Yayim Ma'or Besomim and then Havdalah last, which is Kedushas Hayoyim, maybe it's going to Beis Hillel. What's the kasha? It's a price. It's Stam price. Maybe it's Beis Hillel. It can't be Beis Hillel. Why? Because it says in the Braisa, this Braisa we just said over, the Ketani, Ma'or V'acha B'samim. First says Eish, and then it says B'samim. Who is the man the Yama holds? You first have Eish, and then B'samim. It's Beis Shammai. The Tanya, because learned in the Braisa, and this Braisa explains the Machlekes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel by Havdalah. It says like this. Everyone agrees that when you're benching Matzah Shabbos with Havdalah, you first bench, V'Havdalah should be said, V'Havdalah is last. What's the Machlekes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel? Ma Nechlu Ma'ar V'Av B'Samim. Beis Shammai Oimrim Ma'ar V'Acha B'Samim. Beis Shammai holds the first 2 Eish, and then you do B'Samim. Beis Hillel Oimrim, no, B'Samim V'Achach Ma'ar. You first do B'Samim, and then Ma'ar, like we do. So, the Gemara is saying that it must be this Braisa that says, Mazoin Ma'ar, you know, Yayin, Ma'ar, Besamim, and then Havdalah must be Beis Shammai. Why? Because it's Ma'ar and Besamim. It says Eish first. And still it says, but Havdalah is last. That's the Kasha of Beis Shammai. So tomorrow, no, still, I still don't have to be Beis Shammai. Why? Maybe you might be Beis Shammai, you believe in Rabbi Yehuda. Dilma Beis Hillel, he believed in Rameya. Maybe it's Beis Hillel according to Rameya. Who's Rameya? We had Rameya because our Mishnah says different than Rabbi Yehuda. In our Mishnah, the Machlokes is Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel regarding Havdalah says, Beis Shammai Omer ner mazon besamim havdalah, and Beis Hillel says ner besamim mazon havdalah. So in our Mishnah, both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai agreed that Eish is before besamim. Just the question is mazon after the ner besamim or before besamim after ner? So who said that this brisa is Beis Shammai? Maybe it's Beis Hillel because we find our Mishnah that Ma'ar comes first. Our Mishnah says Ma'ar comes first. So the Gemara, maybe, so let's read the Kash again. Maybe this Braisa that we're asking from is really Rabbi Beis Hillel Fira Meir that holds the Taka can have Eish before Besam. In our Mishnah, it says, Besham Eru Nero Mazam Besam Vavdallah. That means Mazam in a second. Beis Hillel Eru Nero Besam Mazam Vavdallah. The Mazam is third. Hasa Braisa Tani, Emela Kaisecha, Nichalacha Mazam. That the Mazam comes first. So obviously that brisa on top of this omud is not our Mishnah, because our Mishnah has Mazon somewhere in the middle. So it's so not our Mishnah. Okay, so who is it? It must be the Beis Shammai of the brisa of Rabbi Yehuda. Shema Amino, the Beis Shammai, he believed Rabbi Yehuda. So Akaponim, we just established very clearly that this brisa on top of the omud that says Havdalah comes last is Beis Shammai. It's Beis Shammai. That's what comes out very clearly. It's Beis Shammai. So the question is, How could you say that Beis Shammai holds that Birkas Yom is Badifa? We have over here a Mefurisher Braisa that Beis Shammai holds Havdalah is last, which is Kedushas HaYom, which is last. Makomakim Kasha, so it's Shver, and for the Gemara, simple Teretz. Kosari Beis Shammai, Shani Elui Yoyma, Mafuki Yoyma. It's different when you're coming into Shabbos or when you're leaving Shabbos. Elui Yoyma, Kamad Makdin Le Odef. When you're starting Shabbos, you say Kedushas Yom first. Why? Because that's the main thing like the Beis Shammai holds. Therefore, you start, the first thing you do is bring in Shabbos with Kedushas Yom. Havdalah is vakeret. Havdalah is, you're sending away Shabbos. When you're sending away Shabbos, you want to keep Shabbos as much as you could. Of course, Kedushas Yom is better. That's why you want to keep Shabbos even more. So even for Beis Shammai, by Havdalah, it'll be last. Shani Alui Yom HaFuki Yom. Alui Yom HaKamad Makdinu Le'odav. HaFuki Yom, when the day is leaving, the longer you go is better. Like we know, Meir should be daven later, we say Urachum, and all these three reasons to make it go further away. Meir should take a little longer. Shouldn't look at Shabbos as a masu. We want to extend Shabbos as much as we can, and therefore, afuke yoima odif. Zokte Gemara Vaita. So, what we do see from this whole thing is that Beis Shammai agrees that you have to bench on a kois. That's what we see from all these machlokesim. Beis Shammai holds of the kois also for benching. The Sabri Beis Shammai brings a mazon doing a kois. The Beis Shammai hold you need a kois for benching. Vatnan in the same Mishnah, which is at the end of the Mishnah, one of the last machlokesim, I think the eighth machlokes. There's a different machlokes. It says bom yayin acha mazon. And just on a regular day in the week, any day in the middle of a suda, the whole suda didn't have wine. At the end of the suda, before benching, you got wine. And me'ain sham el oisa kois, only have that kois. So it's a mechagat b'sham me'sila. B'sham me'aymri mevorach al yayin v'achim vorach al mazoin. You can make a bracha, wine, drink it, and then bench. And Beis Hillel says no. Beis Hillel says, you bench on the kois. Let me see if I can read Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel oimri mevorach al mazoin v'achim vorach al yayin. You bench on the kois. So what does it sound like Beis Shammai? Am I allowed to vorach aloi? You make a bracha on the kois, v'sham me'sila and drink it. So you see, he's not makbet on making a benching on a kois. He says he could drink it. You make a bracha on it, and you leave it. That's what it means before benching. Then you use it for benching. Someone makes a bracha on a kois. You have to taste it. It's not covered the kois. It's a bracha v'atalakov. You're going to taste it. You want to tell him you tasted it. What do you mean? You tasted it, and heck, you're benching it. If you tasted it, you pogam it. Then you can't use it for kosher bracha anymore. The halacha is, a cup you drink from, you can't use for a kosher bracha. Like Tosha speaks after the Rashbam, dafka kiddush v'avdallah, it can't be pogam. But of course, a regular bracha, by the way, you can make on a pogam, the good thing, but kiddush v'avdallah, you can't do it. And Tosha gives a few other halachas in pogam. But like upon him, he's asking over here, the kash like this. It says, Beis Shammai, that he could drink the kosh, sounds like before benching, because he makes a bracha on it, and he has to drink from it to drink before benching. So if he needs a kosher bracha, I can use it. It's pogum. So what's the how's it stim? Tom levi yaday. Taste it with your hands. What does taste with your hands mean? So tupshatim. In the mechaber in Shulchan Aruch Kuf Pei Beis of Gimel says it means you poured some onto your hand. That's what it means. That's how you taste it. Mr. Brewer brings down, I think from the Yerabah and some others, that Mr. Brewer brings down that you can stick a finger in. That's also not called pogum. And that's pshat why by the makis, the esamakis, when people who stick the finger in, it's not called pogum. Why not? Because if you stick a finger in, it's not called pogum. If you drink from it, it's called pogum. It's always moving the Mishnah Berurah there. So, like upon him, the Gemara's question is, that you have to taste it, tell me the other. Break the Gemara, Amar Ma'ar, Kosha Bracha Tzrich Hashir. If you're going to taste it, not going to be a shir. Baka Pachas Levin Hashir, you're putting less than a shir. So, Gemara, enough to just tell you the famous shir. You had more than a shir in this cup. It says the Mishnah only had that one kais. It sounds like he had a very minimal amount. He didn't have two. He had more than one. But more, he explains to our Mishnah, you make a bracha on the wine and Yitaka could drink it. And then you bench. So you see again, our Mishnah says you do not need a kais of benching. And the whole time till now we saw you need a kais of benching. Because it says if you have a dollar and you have mazon, what do you do first? Elo, trei tanoi, valiba de Beshamai. Must be two tanoi according to Beshamai if you need a kais of bracha for benching.
By Havdalah,
you make a very big up, and then you say Havdalah. So why isn't that, since just like there, it's not a hefsek, so why can't you bench after you make a bracha, very big up, and then drink it after that? then drink it after benching. So Tosfos really asked the Kasha. Tosfos, at the end of Rabbi Yeshua, asked the Kasha. And Tosfos says that that's a hesach hadas. And Kain Yir Brachas wasn't hesach hadas. The Mishlom Vashar Brachas, like Okanaf Shei Mishsiyah, the Kiddush Shei Roi Tzalecha. You make Kiddush so I can eat. Well, Avdol, you want to drink. You're trying to drink. But Brachas Hamazon, you're saying it's long Brachas Hamazon. You're trying to be oik yourself from Mishsiyah. And therefore it's a hefsek. The whole Brachas Hamazon is, I'm saying I'm masalak yourself from eating. Then it's then it's hesach hadas. That's why you can't do that.
If it wasn't time, why did you make a Brachas Hamazon?
What?
According to the
Saturday,
it wasn't time anything. Why do you make a
bracha klal? No, there's no tzad like that. Okay. There's no tzad like that. That's the Gemara says, no tzad like that. There is no tzad like that. So, that's the Gemara's kash. Gemara says, it can't be like that. Gemara says, you have tzarech shiur tam. No tzad anymore like that. That taste. Okay. So, Zog, the next, we have 8 machlaikas in our Mishnah. We just finished the first machlaikas. This next, second and third machlaikas in Misham Beis Hillel have to do with Tumah v'Tahara. We'll speak outside what machlekes are to get yourself familiar with. The first machlekes was if you wash your hands before mezigas akais or you wash your hands after mezigas akais. That was a shayla. Every suda you have to wash tilas adayim. So it's possible you need tilas adayim to touch the bread because that's the gzera of tilas adayim or to chumah. But here, shayla is you wash it before, they used to make kiddush first, we make kiddush first. Do you wash your hands before kiddush or not? According to Beis Shammah, you wash your hands before kiddush. According to Beis Hillel, you wash your hands after kiddush. That's one machlekes. Another machlekes is when you wash your hands, you dry it on a towel. Where do you put a towel? Put a towel on a table, put a towel on a pillow. Machlekes v'sham yisola. So what's the beer on machlekes in the two machlekes? It has to do with Tumah v'Tahara. That's what we learn in the next Gemara. A few short hagdamas for the Gemara on Tumah v'Tahara. In Tumah v'Tahara, the halacha is, we know that the only thing that can make, this is a Gemara of a Kamer, everyone knows, even Shivishim Sechdas, you know, that the only thing that can metama kelim is Avat Tumah. But a Rishon cannot metama kelim. All the Rishon cannot metama kelim. That's number one. But there'll be exceptions to the rule. Another thing is that usually when you touch something, you're the, like, there's a Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi. It starts with a Aviyah voice, Av, Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi. And usually one thing touches another one just goes down one step. The exception to the rule is Mashke. Any Tumah touches Mashke, the Mashke becomes a Rishon. If a Sheni touches a Mashke, it becomes a Rishon. If a Rishon touches a Mashke, it becomes a Rishon. And what's the reason for that? The reason for that is that there's a Gemara in Shabbos that says, that it's otu of a sheret touches a mashke becomes a rishon. That's the halacha. So otu a sheret touches a mashke becomes a rishon. Anything touches a mashke becomes a rishon. So freitzach Rashi over there. What do you mean? Every oichel also becomes a rishon because a sheret touches the oichel becomes a rishon. So Rashi, you know, it's much more common for mashke to become tummy because it doesn't need hechsher. A meichel needs hechsher. This doesn't need hechsher. That's one halacha. Another halacha is that mashkin that touch kalim. Even though it's only a Rishon, the Kelim becomes Tomei. A Rishon can become Kelim Tomei. Otu Mashkin Hazav. Mashkin Hazav, which are Avos HaTomo, they can Matama Kelim. So, we made Xera, any Mashkin to Rishon also can Matama Kelim. And with that Akdama, let's see the Gemara. Tana Rabbanu. Misham Emrim. No Yitin Yadayim Vachem Oizmin Es Kais. You wash your hands, and then you pour yourself the Kais. Because if you are moizig the kois tchila and then you wash your hands for the bread, what do we worry about? We worry that some mashkin dripped out of the kois of kiddush, and then you touched it, and your hands were still tamei. Your hands are always shniyos. The chazal always regozer on a person's hands that's shniyos. It's a sheni. So his hands will touch the mashke. Now, a shniyah touches a mashke. What's the halacha? A mashke comes a rishon, right? So, shavyitu mashke shachere kais, machas yadav, yachshu etam is a kais. Then, it becomes the water, the mashke, and the grape juice becomes a rishon, and the rishon with time in the kais. And we, like we said, that even though it's a keli, give him time. Frey to Gemara, why do we need this whole like spiel over here? Velitmu yadayim lekais. Your hands are shniyahs, let it be time in the kais. So the Gemara, no, Pasha. Yadayim Shniyah is same. Yadayim is a Sheni. Vein Sheni Oysa Shlishi Bechun. The Gemara could say more Pasha. You can't even talk about Kale either, but it says, Vein Sheni Oysa Shlishi Bechun. Eli Day Mashkin. Only a Day Mashkin. And a Day Mashkin, it becomes a Rishon. And the Rishon is with time of the Kale. So that's what Beishami said. Beishami said, you don't have to wash your hands first. Because if your hands are still Tameh Shas Kiddush, it's going to make big problems. The Kale is going to become Tameh. Because what's going to happen? Your hands touch the grape juice. The grape juice becomes Tameh, Rishon. The Rishon is with time of the Kale. Now the Kale becomes Tameh. The Kale becomes Tameh. Now, Beishami holds you can't have a Kale that's Tameh to make kiddush with what's used by the Suda. You can't have a Kale that's Tameh. Even though the inside has become Tameh, only the outside, they can't use a Kale that's Tameh.
Washing your hands takes
away tumma? Yeah, it takes away shnius. His hands are shnius. Only your hands are shnius. The guy's not a zav, obviously. He's a regular person. We all are shnius. That's why we wash our hands for amaitzi. That makes your hands not tummy shnius anymore. It's part of the gzeru. So, v'sil o'imrim, et v'shamim. V'sil o'imrim, mo'yiz gimes ha'koyiz. First of all, koyiz v'achan o'itli yadayim. Why do you have to do it that way? Shema tamen o'itli yadayim t'chilo, if you wash your hands first, then you might not dry it very well. He holds, Beisil holds, you're allowed to use a tummy de kois for your suda. So now the opposite. The kois will be tummy from before. He washes his hands before the suda, before the kois. His hands are still a little wet, which is mashke. The mashke becomes tummy from the kois. Shema yitmu mashkin shviyah the machmas a kois v'yachs v'yu tam hezidayim. I'll go back and matam hezidayim. This rishon with tam hezidayim. Freit the Gemara. If the kois is tami, let the kois be tam hezidayim. If the kois is hezidayim, ain't clean matam adam. A kli can't matam adam. V'nitmu mashkin shviyah soichay. Let the mashkin inside become tami. So we're not hocha b'kli shnitmu achayer b'mashkin askinon. It was only became tami on the outside from mashkin. Now, again, just speak it out very clearly before, there still holds that if you wash your hands first, you're going to defeat the purpose of washing your hands. Why? Because your hands will be a little wet, it'll become tummy from the keli, and the keli will make the water tummy, the mashkin tummy, the water that's on your hand, and the mashkin will make your hands back tummy, so it'll defeat the purpose. Therefore, don't have your hands wet. So let me ask you first of all, Tyson's question, Rashi's question. Okay, so now you wash your hands by Hamaitzi. Aren't you worried again? Your hands will be wet and I'll touch the kais when I'm drinking? So he says, before you eat the challah, you always dry your hands very well. That's the fact. Middle of Suda, you always dry your hands very well. Your hands won't be wet because it makes food ruined. If you do it before Kiddush, that you don't care. The kais won't get ruined when your hands wet. But before Hamaitzi and during the Suda, you always make sure your hands are very dry. So not worried about that. That's number one. And number two, I want to speak out is like this. That we just said that Mashkin, even though it's a Rishon, it's a Matama Kalim. Now, Rishon is not Matama Kalim, you don't have to Matama Kalim. So we said it's a Xerot to Mashkin Azav. But it's different than Mashkin Azav. Usually when Matama outside of a Kalim, the whole Kalim becomes Tame. By this din of Rishon, they're only Masakin, this is a Xerot, that only the outside of the Kalim becomes Tame, not the inside. Because they wanted to make a Heker, you shouldn't burn Shuma on this. So made a heker that's not matama. It's only matama the outside, not matama the inside. So again, so we're going to make Hillel. The guy's hands becomes wet. It touches the keli, and it become tameh. So the matamar kasha. So the Mara says, what do you mean? Why can't the keli himself matama yadayim? It's not matama adam. Let the mashkin inside the keli become tameh. We're talking about a keli. It became tameh. The whole way it became tameh, this keli was from mashkin, which is a different type of tumah. The toichei tar v'gabei tameh. If the inside is tar, the outside is tameh. The tnan, look to the Mishnah. Kli shenitmu achayr v'mashkin. Kli legav tameh, the outside b'mashkin. Achayr av tameim, the outside is tameim. And toichei, which is the inside, v'oignoi, which is the lip. V'oznoi, and the ear that you hold it by, like a handle, that's shaped like an ear. V'yadav, or a long handle, all those things are tahirim. Only thing is tameh is the outside. But nitva toichei, if the inside becomes tameh, then it will cool it. There's enough hacker from the outside, they let the whole inside become tummy. So that's Machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel.